by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station 97.7.
We welcome you to our grassroots show here on the Rock Station 97.7. This is an opportunity to talk about local music, local musicians, the local scene, and play some of that music from the scene. And we're presented by European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh, Route 19 in Wexford, and also this segment brought to you by your local recording studio, Meat Locker Recording Studio, under the helm of Mr. Jim Harpel and crew. And we thank them for being a strong supporter of our show here. I'm Bob Cupp from the Rock Station 97.7, along with Shady Lady Productions, Utah Burgess. Utah, how you doing tonight?
Doing well. And speaking of Mr. Jim Harpel, I heard that song Stay Away on the Rock Station 97.7. What a great song.
Yeah.
That's good stuff. We'll have to get that back on here someday.
Yeah, with Jennifer Lynn Baker doing some vocals on that. And of course, you've heard a lot from the Butler Boys, and that's the studio musicians down at Meat Locker. And they've put out some great material over the years, and always excited to hear some of the new material. And as a matter of fact, one of the Grassy Award nominees this year is from Anger the Ant, and that was produced by Jim Harpel and Meat Locker Recording Studios. So there's a Grassy Award nominee always seeming to come out of there.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah. And a great connection. We're here tonight to talk a little bit about the scene, and we're going to have coming up a band called Lo-Fi Delphi. They're having a sophomore EP release coming up next week, and we'll explain that to you and tell you all about it. Of course, last weekend, there seems to be a lot of that going on right now. Last weekend, there was the Shiners EP release, and they had a party down in Tarentum. In fact, we're going to visit with those guys on next week's show and talk a little bit about that. This weekend, just happening yesterday, was Highway 4 CD release party down at the Rex Theater. It just seems to be a busy time of year right now for new albums coming out.
Yeah, there's a lot coming out. I know Ben Valisek and the Growlers, who were kind enough to let us open up for them here this past week. They've got a new one in the works, too, so we're going to get our hands on that soon. And looking forward to it. I'm a big fan of Ben Valisek.
Yeah. And, of course, we're gearing up for a big event we call the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival. And mentioning the Grassy, that's where it will be announced, the winner. You can vote right now at 977rocks.com the entire month of June here. If you go over and click on our website, 977rocks.com, go to Programs, you'll see Grassroots. Click on that, and you're going to see it pop right up. And you can click on that, and all 12 nominees are there. You can play the songs, listen to them, and then give a vote daily, and do that through the end of the month, and we'll be announcing our fourth winner coming up at the Band Jam, which is July 15th and 16th this year, just about a month away at Cooper's Lake Campground. You can get your tickets at thebandjam.com or from Utah at Eddie Shady Lady Show. Also up at Sloan's Guitar Emporium in Center Township, Route 8 North and Mercer Road, our old radio station location. Dave Sloan has tickets there, or at our studios here on Pillow Street. And if you get the tickets ahead of time, you save a few bucks off of the gate admission price.
So do it.
Yes. Get those tickets. Be a part of a wonderful weekend of music. And speaking of music, we're going to get to that right now before we visit with Becky and Andrew from Lo-Fi Delphi. Just got word that Shane Alexander is releasing a brand new album. Of course, Shane, with big ties to this area from years past, lives out in California. Now he's kind of like that Greg Mara effect. Greg going to be one of our headliners of the Band Jam this year, and Shane's been busy working out in California and has found great national and international success. I'm sure there is a television show or a movie that you have sat down and watched, and you've probably heard a Shane Alexander song. And he's got a great new CD out that if you Google Shane Alexander, you can find it. But he's officially releasing it July 8th. It's called Bliss. And we understand that he is expected to be in town the end of the month, around July 31st, to perform a one-off show in Pittsburgh. But this is recorded, the first ever recording that he's put out at his own studio that he calls Buddha Land. And it's been a dream fulfilled for him to build this and record in it. And if you remember, Utah, a while back we've had Shane on the show. We've played a song called Skyway Drive-In that we've played numerous times here on the Grassroots Show and on a regular rotation from his last album. But how about this? This past month on Spotify, Skyway Drive-In hit 7 million hits.
Wow.
Okay, isn't that incredible?
Jeez.
So
that's a great song.
It really is. Yeah. And it's obviously connected with a lot of people. Yeah. But we're going to play a new song from Bliss. This is going to be the first single from Shane's new album called Something Real Never Dies.
Okay, and then we're going to follow that something up with something from the Stone Age here, I guess. If you listened to last week's show, you heard how Dave Igler was paid in fire. Well, we're taking this straight from the stone tablet, and we'll let the man to my left here give a little background on that. How you doing, Pat?
Hey, good, guys. Thanks for that wonderful introduction. That was very nice, Utah.
Our frequent guest, Pat Gallagher, is with us, and of course... Well, Pat's connected to the visit we have here today with Lo-Fi Delphi because your daughter Becky is the lead vocalist and keyboard player of the band. And Pat, we've talked about, has been in recordings as well many, many moons ago.
That's a good way to put it. Many moons ago, yeah. Yeah, for sure. That would have been back in the summer of 1970.
Wow.
Yeah, the band was called the Novas. We got started in 1968. Won Battle of the Bands here in Butler in the spring of 1970, and first prize was a recording session and a stack of 45s.
How about that?
We got a chance to do that. And 15 and 16 years old, having no idea what a studio looked like, no idea what to do, just go in. They told us where to sit, what to do, and 2.5 hours later, they said, "We'll see you. We'll send you the records in the mail."
We happen to have, is this the A side or the B side of that, Pat?
I didn't know there was a difference, Utah. Well, the one we played...
Is this the mossy side or the ground side?
The one that we played usually and called the A side was a song. It was actually done by a Pittsburgh group called the Racket Squad. I was really fond of the Racket Squad back then. Sonny D'Annunzio and a bunch of guys. It's called Suburban Life. It's a song we like to do.
Very cool. We're going to play that for you. And this was, what, 46 years ago?
Yeah.
This month?
And as I recall, the recording engineer's last name was Edison, I think.
No,
if I'm not mistaken.
Really?
Yeah.
Tommy.
Yeah, Tommy Edison. Yeah.
Not that Tom Edison.
Not the same Tom Edison, no.
The other one.
Yeah.
Very cool stuff, though. And we're gonna dig this out of the archives literally play a 45 here.
Okay.
I mean, think about that when you talk about bands nowadays. You know, they're kind of carrying around, you know, EPs, CD, tangible, and then download cards.
Yeah.
You know, the Novas, they were getting handed a stack of 45s.
And we sold those records at every wedding and every gig we played. We hawked these records.
Yeah.
There was no other way. What else are you going to do with them? You
know, right.
You had to try to sell them and, you know, made a few bucks that way. But the experience was a lot of fun. I mean, winning Battle of the Bands in Butler was so cool.
Yeah.
You know? And then, like, you're going to go make a record. Wow, how do you do that? That kind of thing, you know.
All right, Bob, in your best vintage DJ voice, why don't you announce the song that will be following Shane Alexander here?
All right, from the Wax and Stacks, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for a little Novas and Suburban Life.
So Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com. The new BMW S1000R Roadster can be found at European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh. The S1000R's high-performance four-cylinder engine puts a smile on a rider's face at every twist of the throttle. Power is nothing without control, and the S1000R is fitted with Race ABC and automatic stability control, ensuring acceleration and deceleration figures at threshold levels. Check out the BMW S1000R at European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh, Perry Highway in Wexford, and put the competitors in the rear mirror.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Welcome back to our Grassroots Show, The Rock Station, 97.7, Bob in Utah with you, brought to you by European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh. And did you see the posting of the official man can from the Rainbow this week?
Yes, I did, yeah. Mr. Don Shearer popping in at the Rainbow and sampling the delicious goodness that comes from the Rainbow, yeah. Our first and longest running sponsor. So.
That's right. And he said, proof that advertising works. That's where he heard it, and that's why he stopped by to check it out. So, Don, thank you. And for those of you that have stopped by, courtesy of the show, make sure you pop in and say, hey, thank them for supporting local music like they do.
And speaking of Don, his band Anger the Ant has a band that's currently in the running for this year's Grassy. And the first time I'd ever heard that song, Don played it at the open mic there at the Rainbow.
No kidding, yeah.
So a little connection. Everything comes together, right?
That's right, and we'll be talking about that during the show, but 12 songs up, so you can, while you're sitting down listening to the show and our visit with Lo-Fi Delphi tonight, you can vote, 977rocks.com. The Rainbow Inn at 323 2nd Street in Freeport. They're open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m., and yes, they are the official home of the Man Can Special. So we're excited to welcome two members of the group Lo-Fi Delphi to the show. You've heard them before. We've played tracks from their first EP, but we have a brand new one that's going to be coming out here this month. In fact, they have a fun get-together planned for an EP release, their sophomore EP, if you will, which is called Always the Quiet Ones. We want to welcome Becky Gallagher to the show. Becky, good to have you on board.
Thank you for having me.
And if the name is familiar, yes, Pat Gallagher is Becky's dad, and Pat has been one of our frequent guests. Usually when we
He bails us out.
Yeah, we have a guest bail, and Pat's the guy we call. So our local grassroots historian, we call him affectionately. We also want to welcome Andrew Belsick, who is the bass player of the group, right?
That is correct. Good to be here.
Yeah, Andrew, good to have you on board. And by the way, you two are married, correct?
Yeah, we are.
Yes.
We are.
So husband and wife team. Part of what, four members of the group? How many people do you have in Lo-Fi Delphi?
Yeah, we have four members. We have a guitar player, that's Andrew McDonald, and a drummer, Tyler Jessup.
Fantastic. Give us a little background of yourselves, and Becky, we'll start with you. You're the vocalist and keyboard player, and we're going to get a great sample of what she sounds like in that format coming up. You're going to do a live cut for us here, but give us a little background of yourself, Becky, where you're from, and what led you down a musical path.
Well, I'm from right here in Butler, of course. I started playing piano when I was 8. My dad got me into lessons because I really wanted to play an instrument. And I'd been singing since I was little, probably when I could start talking. So music was kind of always around, obviously, with my dad around. Super into the 60s music because of him. And then I got into like the mid and late 90s music. It's always been a big part of my life.
Yeah, very cool. Andrew, how about you?
Yeah, I am the less talented, non-classically trained one. I picked up a guitar when I was 14. I grew up on a lot of, again, 60s pop and a lot of Motown. I had a great uncle that was friends with Jimmy Beaumont and the Skyliners, so I really, really enjoyed a lot of the doo-wop stuff as well. And picked up a guitar when I was 14. I had another uncle as well that grew up in the late 70s, early 80s, when a lot of the punk stuff was getting popular, the Electric Banana and Decade scene down in the city. And got me into a lot of that kind of stuff. I was listening to kind of the punk revival stuff in the late 90s, and he passed me some albums, said, hey, you know, all that stuff you like, this is kind of where that came from. So I fell in love with things like The Clash and The Misfits and things like that. And that's really what got me to pick up a guitar and start playing, was just, you know, loved music so much that I wanted to kind of do my own thing as well.
See, the Misfits just doing a little reunion thing, too.
Yeah, we'll see if that actually happens, if Jerry and Glenn decide to tick each other off enough before Riot Fest, if that actually happens.
Yeah, yeah. Of course, boy, you bring up some old places, you know, in Pittsburgh, and we were just having a conversation yesterday, as a matter of fact, with some other band members talking about some of the old places, the Decade and Graffiti, and I remember the first time I ever walked into the Electric Banana, I didn't know where I was walking into, actually. It was kind of a freaky hallway that they had there, you know, but some neat old places like that, and very influential, no doubt, in the music scene.
Yeah, I mean, we're obviously not quite old enough to have been to those places, but we really kind of, you know, Becky was saying, like, her dad and a couple of my family members, I think we understand where Pittsburgh music used to be and kind of where it's at now, and we definitely have a lot of respect for the people that came before us, for sure.
That's awesome. Now, tell us, how did you meet up with the other band members? How did this collaboration come together?
Well, I've known Tyler since a previous band. We were in a band called Bridgely Moore together. He was the drummer of that band. And then we found our guitarist. He's in another band called The Dark Lines, and we were looking for a new guitarist, and we kind of just asked him if he'd fill in for us, and then he decided to join. So that was last June, I believe.
Yeah, it was.
When he started playing with us.
It was like that typical, like Becky was saying, we asked him just to fill in, and then we got up enough courage to, you know, ask him to go steady and stuff. So,
well, and that's funny how they put that like that, Utah, because how many times we've had people talk on this show about band relationships and how being in a band is very much like being married. I mean, it is. There's a lot of commonality to that.
It really is.
Yeah. Times, however many members are in the band.
Right.
That's why that solo career, that's the way to go.
Right, so when you're married and in a band together.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, how do you make that work, right? Neat stuff. So how did the name come about? You've got a really cool name, Lo-Fi Delphi. Can you give us some background on that?
Yeah, so our old guitar player, I think we were trying to come up with a name, and he was a big literary guy and was just looking at a bookshelf and saw the Oracle of Delphi.
Boom.
And we said, okay, Delphi, what's cool to put in front of Delphi? And we said, well, we can kind of be ironic about this. We're a pretty straightforward pop rock band, so we went with Lo-Fi, and it rhymed. Well, I guess it doesn't really rhyme, but
it does
rhyme. Yeah. So and anyway, it's catchy. You know, we've actually gotten some compliments like, hey, that's a pretty cool name. It's pretty catchy, so we'll take it.
Yeah. How long ago did this collaboration come together for this entity, Lo-Fi Delphi?
It was the I'm trying to think, like spring of 2014 was when Tyler joined.
Okay.
He was playing with another band, and we had asked him to kind of start playing with us. So it was a similar situation to when Andy joined. But then Andy joined in June of last year. So it's been about 2 years, a little over 2 years.
But this particular group format now is who are featured on the new album called Always the Quiet Ones?
Yep, yeah, 1 year.
1 year, okay.
Exactly.
So the songwriting process, how does that work for you guys? Does everybody bring something to the table? Is there a primary person that throws the first thought out? How's it flow?
It's really varied. Birds, I came with the whole idea. Andrew came up with a couple little parts to help kind of round it out. I normally come up with the melodies and the lyrics, but Tyler writes parts of the songs. Andy writes a lot of the parts of the songs, being the lead guitarist. It's kind of fun to see how everything pans out when we're all coming together with ideas. I've been in projects before where it's kind of just one person making all the shot or calling all the shots, and it gets a little stale after a while because you feel like everything starts to sound the same. But when four of us are collaborating, we kind of all bring different ideas, and it kind of is super awesome to see where it all comes together.
Yeah, that's very cool. Very cool. Well, we're going to hear a song. In fact, you mentioned Birds. That's the cut you're going to do live, and we're going to hear that coming up after we hear one of the songs from the album, which is actually, if I'm not mistaken, the first cut.
Correct. Yep. Yeah. 12 is the first cut of the album. We really like the song just because it has some of the 80s vibe to it, some synth in there. It's kind of different than the other stuff on the album, so it's a fun one.
Yeah, I kind of brought the bass riff that drives the song a little bit, and it was recycled from when I was probably 16, actually, and could never actually work it very well into a song. So I started playing it, and somebody at practice said, hey, that's kind of cool, and we built a song around it. So it was pretty neat.
There it is. It's called 12, and it's from the band Lo-Fi Delphi. Joining us here tonight on the Grassroots Show here on The Rock Station, 97.7, and streaming, too, at 977rocks.com.
The birds are circling round, but I'm not going down. And you can't take away this life that I found. The birds are circling round, but I'm not going down. I know I won't be here forever, but I just want more time. No one gets more time to see them grow, but I know that time is what's leaving me. Circling around, but I'm not going down. No, no.
Lunch, dinner, drinks, and fun. The Rainbow Inn, located at 323 2nd Street in Freeport, is the place to stop for refreshingly good times and drink specials during all televised Pittsburgh sporting events. Open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m., the Rainbow features monthly karaoke and an acoustic open stage and is home of the 24-ounce Man Can Special. Call 724-295-0130 today and don't miss out on all the fun at the Rainbow in Freeport. European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh presents the BMW R1200R, a bike that marks the status quo in terms of aesthetic appeal, dynamic performance, and design. It has a look that perfectly matches the way it rides. The R1200R is a powerful machine that features a design that is compact, tight, and muscular, with 125 horsepower that provides plenty of power. Hit the road today with the BMW R1200R at European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh, Perry Highway in Wexford. Visit their website at bmwpgh.com.
The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
You're listening to The Grassroots Show here on The Rock Station, 97.7. This is our weekly chat about local music, and many times we focus in on one particular band for the evening, and that band just happens to be Lo-Fi Delphi. Joining us in the studio here this evening, we have Becky Gallagher and Andrew Belsick. They happen to be the husband-wife team of the band, but four members in this group. And we just actually heard Becky solo here playing the keyboards and doing the vocals on Birds. Tell us about that song. Very, very beautiful song.
Thank you. That song is near and dear to my heart. In 2013, I lost my brother-in-law to cancer, actually, and I was sitting at the dentist's office. Andrew was getting his wisdom teeth out, weirdly enough, and I had, like, nothing to do. So I was sitting there, and I just got inspired to write about the struggle that my brother-in-law went through. So it just kind of like poured out of me super quick. And I went home, and probably not much longer after that, probably a couple months, I kind of wrote that song and put it all together. And it's definitely something that I don't think I've shared that with anybody about, like, what that song's about. So there it is.
Well, there you have a grassroots exclusive. Yeah. Very, very touching, though. And isn't it amazing how one thought and an inspiration can create something magical like that? I mean, it's just such a cool process. So, talking about the album, the new album, and I want to bring up the last album real quick, because the package on this, and Pat, you know, we've talked many times with Pat Gallagher about album covers and things like that, but Utah and our big fans of the packages. We hate downloading, you know, even though that's part of the process nowadays. But this was one of the most catchy album covers that I remember seeing in recent memory. Your first, the EP was Victor. Yeah. And this is actually your dog, and it's an old throwback kind of picture pose. That is really cool.
It is. Yep. That's our dog, Jackson. Our drummer's wife is the one that does our album artwork, so she put all that together, picked the color scheme, everything. She did such a great job with it. We're really happy with it.
Yeah, very cool. Now, the new package, you just got done recording this, and you're having the EP release party coming up. Is it next Saturday?
Yep, June 18th at James Street Gastropub and Speakeasy in the north side. Show starts at 8, 9?
8:30.
Somewhere around there.
There you go. And you've got a full band, Bill, too. I mean, you're not just kind of, you know, showcasing yourselves
either. Yeah, we added a lot of friends at the show. We've made a lot of really cool friends in the local music scene. We're playing with Chromosis and City Steps and the Park Planned and our good friend Jeremy Kaywood, who's actually played up in Butler at the Lindora Hotel a couple times. He's kind of hosting the evening and opening it up as well. He plays in a full band, but he's going to be performing acoustic that evening as well.
Okay. And the James Street Gastro Pub and Speakeasy, very easy to find, right in the vicinity of Allegheny General Hospital.
Right.
Right on the north side.
I mean, boom, yeah. You get off there in a neat place. It's kind of a neat area. I've always enjoyed that area.
Yeah, and it's the ticket price is $10, and that includes a copy of the EP or what you guys were just talking about, the download. You can also have a download card if you would prefer that instead.
Yeah. And hey, no shame if you appreciate that. I mean, I have one son, that's all he does, and you know, that's the way to do it in some cases, but we like the tangible product in our hands.
So for $10, you get to see all of those acts, yeah, and you get the EP.
You do.
We say it all the time, the best value for your entertainment dollar right there. You can't beat that.
Yeah, yeah, we're excited. It's going to be a really, really fun evening.
You actually are on a Pittsburgh-based label. Let's talk a little bit about that and then the recording process as well.
Yeah, sure. So we're on a Pittsburgh-based label called First Flight Records. It's run by a wonderful guy named Adam Levine, and he...
Not that Adam Levine.
Yes, not that Adam Levine. I'm sure
it's not
he's...
Maroon 5.
No.
Other Adam Levine. Yeah. We got it. We're good. Yeah.
Sure, he's never heard that before. But no, he's a great guy, and you know, people, I think, are traditionally not doing things with record labels now sometimes because of the connotation that comes with that, but he's a great guy and is really all about kind of the creative process and enabling others to kind of flush out their creativity and record and play shows. And it's been a cool kind of little family to be a part of. We've met some really, you know, really cool people, and Adam's been great to us, you know, in terms of helping out with the disc and promotion and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and that's key. I mean, that's why you have a record label, is that promotional push, and I think that's why a lot of people have been moving away from that because of the age of downloads and social media and the connection you can make. And I think in a lot of cases you see even bigger name artists leaving labels because they're not getting that promotional push. Somebody they latch onto and seems to get that big push. It's kind of a lost art almost in its own right in some cases.
It is, and it's very challenging for, you know, local independent artists.
Yeah.
And really, you know, that was the attractive thing for us, was just to help with promotion, exactly that. And, you know, and any time we can kind of do the same with Adam, you know, is also helpful too, because like I said, he's a good guy that's doing really, really cool things in the local music scene.
We'll have to get him on.
Yeah, yeah. How about the recording process? How did that all come together, and who helped you with that?
Yeah, we went to Jay Vega at Wilderness Studios up in Zelianople. he is so easy to work with, and we just got his name from hearing other bands in the city that had recorded with him. He just makes it so easy. Like, we were able to go up. We went for the weekend, 2 weekends in a row, and just plowed through 10-hour days, just tracking and mixing and mastering, like, all together. It was a really fun process. We had a friend come up and play cello for us on one of the tracks. It's Always the Quiet Ones, and it was just such a fun process. We definitely will be working with Jay again, and we definitely recommend him to anyone that's looking for recording around the city.
Yeah, we don't have enough nice things to say. I mean, he's great at getting the best take out of someone and keeping things regimented enough to get done, but also making it kind of a no-pressure situation as well. And just he understands what you're trying to do, which is so important from kind of an engineer and a production perspective. He just gets what you're going for and adds little nuances that we simply just wouldn't have even thought of.
And helped us be creative sometimes. Like, there's a couple parts of the album that weren't there before we went into the studio, and he kind of crafted sounds, and he was like, I think this would sound really cool here. And, you know, we tried it, and we were like, absolutely, that's perfect. So that was fun, too.
We've discussed that angle many times about bands who record themselves or if they go out and do it. And I think you're better off going out and doing it somewhere also, because you get that objective ear. And like you said, they kind of help produce the thing and create a better product.
Yeah, sure. Exactly. When we walked in, you know, Jay had even said, hey, I can absolutely serve in the role of producer if you want me to, but if not, that's totally fine. We said, no, I mean, like, kind of like you were just saying, that objective ear is sometimes so important. And Jay, you know, engineered, produced, mixed, and mastered. And again, can't say enough nice things. He just did an amazing job.
You know, you've heard many, many cool stories over the years of that that engineer or that producer, you know, enhancing something, even if it's just one piece of a song that sticks out and stands out. And, you know, you hear cool stories like that. So I'm glad it worked so well for you guys. That's awesome. Awesome stuff. Where can people find you? Where do you usually play? Can they follow you on social media? And, I mean, obviously we're going to mention the EP release again, but where can they usually find Lo-Fi Delphi?
Yeah, sure. So if online, lofidelphi.com, and we have all of our links to our social media up on there. Have current shows lists and all that good stuff. This summer coming up for us, we have the release show obviously on the 18th, followed by the Deutschtown Music Festival on the 9th, I believe, and then another show at James Street on July 30th. And I think we're rounding out the summer with the Rock All Night Tour in Lawrenceville, which is a really, really cool big neighborhood party that we're always, you know, very grateful to be a part of.
Yeah, awesome stuff. So some definite show draws then with Deutschtown, and Lawrenceville is such a neat hub too. So very cool. And again, next Saturday night, June 18th, you can catch the official release of the sophomore EP, Always the Quiet Ones, on First Flight Records down at the James Street Gastro Pub and Speakeasy with three other groups and host Jeremy Kaywood, and see Lo-Fi Delphi. Again, $10. That's your admission price to see everything and get a copy of the EP yourself. Or, again, go to the website, and I'm sure you guys can pick it up that way, too, whether it's the tangible copy or the download card. But it can make it happen. Sounds great. We're anxious to hear some more cuts from this. You're actually going to do two from the CD called Goodbye and Madness. Can you give us a preview of those?
Sure. Goodbye. I wrote on guitar, weirdly enough, in like 2011 or 2012. I'm not a guitar player, but I was trying to learn some guitar at the time. So the chords are really simplistic, or at least they were when I wrote them on guitar. And then we kind of took it and made it flourish to what it is today. And then Madness was kind of our... I don't know. What do you think Madness is?
it again kind of started with a bass riff, and Andy added a pretty cool guitar lick on top, and the bass riff sounded very much like a pop rock song from a few decades ago that I maybe won't mention. People can kind of guess that. Becky helped clean it up a good bit too. She's really good at when somebody else comes with an idea and we're struggling or don't know where to go or just kind of a fit of wall, Becky will always fix it, which is nice.
I'm the bridge master.
Gotcha. Cool. Good stuff. Well, hey, congratulations on your sophomore effort, and best of luck in the future. Hope you have a great show next week. Hope people come out and support the cause. Again, Andrew Belsick and Becky Gallagher from Lo-Fi Delphi. Great to have you guys here and performing in the studio and playing on the same night that we featured your dad, Pat Gallagher, and his Nova's band from, I don't know, was that 1842 or something?
That sounds about right.
That's fairly accurate.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was right straight from the stone tablet there. Kind of why it sounds a little rough.
What Dave Igler say, yeah, I've been around so long, first time I got paid was with fire. You know? So, good stuff. Great to have you guys here. Thanks for coming in and playing for us.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Yeah. Lo-Fi Delphi, it's Goodbye and Madness on the Grassroots Show, the Rock Station 97.7.
The Rocks. You've known it as Rock and Haven, where everybody knows your name. You can have your own favorite bar stool. You meet your friends and shoot a game of pool while enjoying the best fish in town on Fridays. And the wings, oh man, are they the greatest. When you're looking for a great place to eat, Rock and Haven at 141 Greenwood Drive is the great place to land. The Rocks. Rock and Haven, a great little tavern with a great big menu. The Rocks. Rock and Haven. It rocks. The new BMW S1000R Roadster can be found at European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh. The S1000R's high-performance four-cylinder engine puts a smile on a rider's face at every twist of the throttle. Power is nothing without control, and the S1000R is fitted with Race ABC and automatic stability control, ensuring acceleration and deceleration figures at threshold levels. Check out the BMW S1000R at European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh, Perry Highway in Wexford, and put the competitors in the rear mirror.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on the Rock Station 97.7.
Lots of great shows to check out. There have been a bunch this weekend for CD release parties. Another one coming up in a couple of weeks. It's Anger the Ant CD release June 24th at the Monroe Hotel. Our dear friend Utah Burgess will be performing that night as well. But check out their new CD. They're one of our Grassy Award nominees. So vote at 977rocks.com. Get out and check out their show on June 24th. Silk 9, they've been a past Grassy Award nominee in years past. They're going to be opening up for Striper Thursday of this week at the Alder Bar, June 16th. That's a 7 o'clock show. That Friday, June 17th at 7:30, Frank Vieira is at JB's Roadside Bar and Grill in Tarentum, where the Shiners had their CD release party last week. Speaking of EP releases, you've heard about it tonight. Lo-Fi Delphi with Chrome Moses, City Steps, The Park Plan, and Jeremy Kaywood. Next Saturday, June 18th at 9 o'clock at the James Street Gastro Pub and Speakeasy. And check our friends Wine and Spirit out at Wooly Bullies Saturday, June 18th. At 9:30 p.m. If you attend, if you run, or if you like to just sit in and listen or perform at any open mic nights, we are putting a plea out. We're trying to rebuild our list and find out where they're held and where you like to go. So please let us know. Email us at grassroots@bcrnetwork.com. That's our official email for the show. Grassroots, all one word, at bcrnetwork.com. Stands for Butler County Radio. And let us know. You can also hit us up on Facebook. Send us a note there on our Grassroots page. Grassroots Show, The Rock Station 97.7. But we want to recompile our list, especially for later this year, and find out where everybody's going to be playing. A lot of times some of them slow down a little bit for the summertime, but we need to know where you're going. Where are the open mic nights? Where's the places to be? Let us know. And, of course, if you have a band or you follow a band and you'd like to have it included on the concert calendar, you can get in touch with us the same way. On the Shady Lady concert calendar, don't forget about the Rock Done Right Tour continuing July 4th at the Big Butler Fair. Four musical acts prior to the fireworks going to be out at the Big Butler Fair. And all you do is pay the price of admission for the fair, and that is part of the package. So you can come out, bring your lawn chair, bring your blanket, sit down on the ground, sit in the grandstands, wherever you'd like to catch the beautiful fireworks display at the Big Butler Fair. And that's happening July 4th, Monday night. And don't forget, right after that, 2 weeks later, it's the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival at Cooper's Lake Campground. We've got 17 acts this year jamming the nights away. Friday night from 6 to midnight, all day Saturday from noon to midnight. Lots of activities surrounding it. Fun for the kids. It's a family fun atmosphere. And tickets are very inexpensive to see all of the bands in one weekend. And if you can only make one day, you can do that, or you can come stay for the weekend and camp for the weekend if you like. Whatever suits your need, check out thebandjam.com for more information. Get your tickets at our studios on Pillow Street in Butler, from Shady Lady Productions in Utah Burgess, from Sloan's Guitar Emporium in Center Township, or online at thebandjam.com.
Dan Parr, owner of P&W Construction of Prospect, was a member of state championship football teams at Slippery Rock University. Dan knows what it takes to be the best, and that's exactly what you'll find in P&W Construction, Western Pennsylvania's leader in custom post-frame buildings, celebrating 37 years building garages, horse barns, utility and commercial buildings. The dedication Dan showed on the football field has carried over to his building ethics. No shortcuts to perfection. just plain hard work. Call P&W Construction at 865-9590.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
The Grassroots Show, presented by European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh, who are also proud sponsors of the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival. We're talking Lamant Productions and European Motorcycles in Pittsburgh. Thank them for their tremendous support of not only this show, but our effort with the Band Jam next month. And this segment brought to you by P&W Construction. As we've had a fun show here tonight with Lo-Fi Delphi and a visit from Pat Gallagher. That was a lot of fun, too. Some great music. I love the sound of Lo-Fi Delphi. They've got a really cool gig going.
Yeah, I do, too. That's some neat stuff. So.
Yeah, absolutely. And next week, speaking of new EPs, we're going to be visiting with the Shiners. And we had the opportunity to attend their CD release party last week and put on a fabulous show. And they even catered to the Penguin fans. How about that? They put up a big screen and allowed people to watch the game while they were playing.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. And then, of course, the Frog made his presence known also.
He was singing right along
with
them.
Yes, he was.
So that's right. So music to Frog by. That's what we'll have next week for you with the Shiners. Don't forget, our Rock Done Right tour continues here in just a couple of weeks, taking the month of June off because we're having you focus on our Grassy Award, and voting is underway right now. 977rocks.com. Go to the Grassroots page. You'll see where the voting is. You can click on it. All 12 nominees are there. You can play them, vote for your fave, and we'll announce that at the Band Jam. But we've got a very, very big event coming up ahead of Band Jam on 4th of July at the Big Butler Fair.
Yep, we're going to be out there with four great local bands, Cold Town, Sean Hartman, Mind's Eye, the original lineup, and of course our friends Needs Hotel Band. The Hula Hoop Girl, Hoop Bear, will be out there, Mandy, doing her thing as well. And we just encourage you to bring the family out, come hang out in the grandstand area, check the fair out, and enjoy the fireworks from inside in the grandstand area in a concert setting.
Fantastic. So, again, July 4th, great deal for you to get into the fair and be set up for the fireworks. Bring a chair, bring a blanket, whatever you want to do. Come hang out and see some great local musicians. That's the cool part of it. Be a nice mix, too, a nice blend of some country and some great old-fashioned rock and roll. It'll be a great night. And I know it'll get you all pumped up for the Band Jam, which is coming up 2 weeks after that as well. So, but for now, we're going to play a couple of songs out the gate. Thanks to Lo-Fi Delphi visiting with us here tonight. Let's dig into the final songs of the night. First up with a song called Burn It Down. This is from a guy who contacted us. He has some new material out, and I understand that he's played around the region quite a bit. His name's Donnie Yozo, and he's got a cool new song. I think you'll like this vibe. It's called Burn It Down.
All right, and we'll follow that up with some Mo Nelson. Take the show out with him tonight. He's back in town. No more writing music in the keys. I don't know what he was doing in the keys. Hopefully he wrote something. But, yeah, we'll take it out with this song, Strong and the Proud.
It's a long way down to the bottom of the ocean. So they say, don't ask me why, don't ask me why, 'cause I don't know.
little boy, and the dreams of a big man won't fly across this land just as fast as anyone can. But I picked up this old guitar, started playing out my heart, and I'll never forget the strong and the proud. And the strong Beach, and I have some friends today in the sand. Oh, when November comes, we remember all the ones we lost and the ones that fought for us to be free. Let the strong songs, they stand guard over us and keep us all strong and
if you haven't driven the redesigned Honda Accord, you need to. So much comfort, safety, and economy rolled into one car. Drive home yours today for as little as $199 a month. At Honda North, WLER, Butler, Cranberry, The Rock Station, 97.7.
Was wild, but my ace was high. But how was I to know that she'd been dealt with before? Said she'd never had a full house, but I should have known from the tattoo on her left leg and the garter on her right. She'd have
peace with her nature. Poker straight was a game. If she knew she could get ya, she played them fast and she played them hard. She could close her eyes and feel every card.
It's the same old thing as yesterday.